Hey guys, Kyler back with KB Shorts 2024 NFL Draft Special. Here we go. So like I said, you're gonna get my top six defensive player position rankings and offensive player rankings. This is me. So again, you know, out the year, and my mock drafts are based on also what I'm mainly hearing, not of what I would do. So these are my rankings as I have them. Today, obviously it's a whole year, guys move around your rankings and the draft comes around, but these are going to be my position rankings for this season, for this draft. So we're going to start on defense. Again, the position rankings will be much different from where guys are drafted, because again, I like to do what I'm hearing and stuff like that. So safeties, number one is Tyler Newbin for me. I think he's now the consensus number one. I think he's got a chance. I don't really see a safety being drafted in round one. I think he's an early to mid second. In my opinion, there's only two safety that should be drafted. In my opinion, in the first two rounds, and both of them should go second round. Second's Cameron Kitchens. I know he's fallen on people's boards a little bit. I still really like him, and I think he's a second round draft pick as well. These other four, I think, will all be third round safeties, maybe early fourth. But I got Javon Bullard out of Georgia at third. Kalen Bullock out of USC in four. Five, Jaden Hicks out of Wazoo. And six, Cole Bishop out of Utah. Like I said, I think all those safeties will be third, fourth round picks. But I think Newbin is the only one that has a chance to go late first round. But I think he's an early to mid second. And then I think Kitchens is about a mid, probably late second. Cornerback. Really do like this class. There's some guys that are outside of the top six that I really like as well. But for top six, Terron Arnold's my number one corner. He has been for a while. I think Quinion Mitchell will probably be the first corner taken, but I like Terron Arnold the best. Then I have Quinion Mitchell, though, out of Toledo in second. Arnold Mitchell, I think they don't, neither of them slide past, I would say, 15. I think they're both, now, I don't know if either of them go top 10. I think Atlanta, maybe an outside chance of drafting a corner at 8, but I think both of these corners are top 15 good. Cooper DeJean at 3, I think he's anywhere from the 17 to 22 range. Nate Wiggins, I think his weight's going to hurt him a little. But again, I don't know how much that's a factor at corner. You know, he's covering people. It's not like you're not drafting corners to be run stoppers. I think he's anywhere from probably 22 to 27. And then Ennis Rackshaw Jr. from Missouri and Cooley McKinstry from Alabama. I think both of them are late, the back end of the first, late first, early second round type corners. I think all six could go in the first round for sure. But Wiggins, DeJean, Mitchell, and Arnold, it would shock me if any of them went outside of the first round. And it would shock me if Arnold or Mitchell. I think you're going to get teams trading up for these guys. So, yeah, those are my corner rankings. Interior linebacker, Edgerrin Cooper, he's been my number one for a while. I really love him. He is a bit raw, I think, but man, is he... He has a knack for the football, and he plays fast. I really love him. Junior Colson out of Michigan, second. I think Cooper, I don't think any interior linebackers go in round one, but I also didn't think that any interior linebackers would go in round one last year. You know, it could just be a position where somebody shocks you and takes them. I think Cooper and Olsen are the only two that have a chance, but I think they're probably early second rounders. Peyton Wilson obviously ran very fast. I think he's a late second out of NC State. And then at four, Jeremiah Trotter out of Clemson. I think he's probably a third-round pick. Same with Cedric Gray out of UNC. I think he's a third-round pick. And then Eichenberg, I think you could see potentially late third, but I would go fourth round on him. Interior D lineman, I think it's a really deep class. Byron Murphy out of Texas is my number one. I think he's no later than 18. That's where Cincinnati is, but I think he's no later than 18. I think there's a chance, though, that he could go 8 or 9 to Atlanta or Chicago. Jazon Newton, again, I think he's anywhere from the, I would say, 16 to 24 range, 23 range. I think he's that good. Darius Robinson, maybe not your prototypical interior D lineman. You know, he's more of kind of like a, you know, like your a DN, you know, D lineman, like a five tech type. I love Darius Robinson out of Missouri, though. I think he's a late first, early second. Tavondre Sweat's my fourth. Obviously, he's had off the field issues recently. I still think he's a second round pick, as well as out of Texas. And then Michael Hall out of Ohio State, and then Chris Jenkins at six out of Michigan. I think they're second rounders. I think this D lineman class is really stacked. Edge rusher Dallas Turner, to me, he's the best defense player in the class for me. I love the top four edge rushers a lot. I think Turner, he could go. I could see eight to Atlanta, and I wouldn't say lower than 14 for him. Versailles, another guy, I think anywhere from eight to, you know, the 14 range. I think he's a stud out of Florida State. And then you got Latu out of UCLA, kind of an unknown. I could see him going as high as 9 or 8. I could also see him going as low as anywhere from 22 to 24. I think, you know, with the medical issues, I heard that they're good though. I think he's a stud. And then Chop Robinson, really raw talent. I think he goes high as 21, but probably is a later second, you know, later on in the 20s. Chris Broswell out of Alabama at 5 for me. I think he's an early second. And then Braylon Trice out of Washington, I think he's an early to mid second. Those would be my top 6 defensive player position rankings. So let's go to offense. Tough to grade this, you know, some of the centers where they're going to go. Jackson Powers Johnson, to me, he's a first round pick. I think anywhere from 20 on in the first round, I think, you know, the right fit, team that needs a center, I think he is a first round pick. Zach Frazier out of West Virginia, he's really climbed my boards. I think he's anywhere in the second round, probably the early second, mid second for Frazier. And then I got Cedric Van Praan at 4 out of Georgia, Bo Lemire out of Arkansas at 4, Tanner Bordellini out of Wisconsin at 5, and then Delmar Glaze out of Maryland in here at 6 for me. Again, I don't know where from 3 to 6, I don't know where those guys can be drafted. I don't really have grades on them. Offensive guard, though. So I you know, Fatanu, obviously, I think can play all over the place, but I put him at tackle for now because I think that's where he's probably going to be drafted to play. But for guard, I got Graham Barton, who, again, can probably play all over as well, but I think he's mainly a guard. Christian Haynes out of UConn, love him. I think he's anywhere from, you know, Barton could be a first-round pick, but, you know, late first, early second. For Frazier or for Haynes, I think, you know, anywhere from, you know, probably mid-second grade. Cooper Beebe out of Kansas State, I think he's probably a late second, early third. Christian Mahogany out of Boston College at 4, probably a third-round pick. Same as Dominic Puny out of Kansas. And Zach Zinter out of Michigan, probably a third, fourth-round pick for the guards. At tackle, I got Joe Alt as 1. I think, I don't know if, you know, it's tough to say who has the highest, you know, ceiling and floor at tackle. I think if you go floor, though, I think he has the highest floor. Like, he's going to be a good tackle no matter what. Maybe some of these other guys have a chance to be, like, top 3 tackle at some point. But I think Alt's just unbelievable, and I think he's going to be a tackle for a long time in the NFL out of Notre Dame. And then 2, I got Talese Fuag out of Oregon State. I just love his, you know, tenacity and his run-blocking ability as well. I just think he's a real beast. And then at 3, I got Troy Fatanu out of Washington. Love the versatility where he could probably play center if you needed him to, and definitely can play guard and tackle. Olu Fashanu out of Penn State probably would have been a higher pick last year. I think he's kind of the guy that's, you know, been floated around that he could be one that falls. I don't see it. I think the talent's too good out of Penn State. And then J.C. Latham, a lot of people think he's going to be, could be the second tackle taken out of Alabama. And then I got Amarius Mims out of Georgia. Again, very raw, but stud. Tight end, I only have one tight end being drafted in the first and second round. That'd be Brock Bowers, obviously, out of Georgia. He's my number 1. At 2, I got Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State. Jatavion Sanders out of Texas. Cade Stover out of Ohio State, Theo Johnson out of Penn State, and Jared Wiley out of TCU. I think probably you probably will get one more, if not two more, tight ends in the second round, but there's definitely only one first rounder, and that's Brock Bowers. Wide receiver, Marvin Harrison, junior out of Ohio State, my number one. Obviously, I think he's, you know, the second best overall prospect in the draft. I have Romo Dunze as my number two receiver. I don't think he gets drafted number two, but I think Romo Dunze, he's going to be an animal in the NFL. Malik Nabers is my third, uber talented. I know there's a little bit of off-the-field concerns with him, but he's uber talented. And then I got his running mate, Brian Thomas Jr. out of LSU at four. A.D. Mitchell out of Texas at five for me. Again, I think a guy that, you know, there wasn't a ton of volume at Texas, but I think he's just so talented and so gifted. And then six for me is Troy Franklin of Oregon. I love his game. I think he's just an all-around really good receiver. And he's definitely going to be a first-round pick. All those receivers for me are first-round picks. Troy Franklin may be an early second if teams don't love him. Running backs. Again, I only have, I think, two running backs being taken in the second round for me this year. My number one running back is Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. Obviously the ACL injury, but I think he's a stud. And then you got Trey Benson out of Florida State, my number two. Bucky Irving out of Oregon's my three. Blake Corum out of Michigan, my four. Five, a guy I really hope the Cowboys could draft in round three potentially or something. Marshawn Lloyd out of USC, really like him. And then Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin at six. Quarterbacks, I got Caleb Williams, obviously the number one overall prospect for me in this draft. So much potential. Generational talent for me. Drake May is my two. I don't think he goes ahead of Jaden Daniels, but he is my number two prospect. And then I got Jaden Daniels out of LSU at three. I have Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington at four. I'm not as concerned with any medical problems or anything. I think he's so talented, and I think he's going to be a quarterback that can be ready to play immediately. Bo Nix at five out of Oregon. And yeah, I got JJ McCarthy at six. I just don't see it with him. There's a lot of people that, you know, really think he's got high upside. I just don't see it. I think he's, again, I wouldn't draft, you know, quarterbacks are going to go high. I wouldn't draft probably Penix, Nix, maybe Penix in the first round. I wouldn't probably draft Nix or McCarthy in the first round, but they're obviously going to go in the first round because they're quarterbacks. One of them may slide, you know, that just may happen. I don't see it though personally. So let's get into it here. 2024 NFL mock draft. I did mock trades. Obviously, that makes it harder to do, I think, but I don't care. I love doing the trades. Number one, the Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams, quarterback at USC. No surprise there. Redskins at two take Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. Patriots at three take Drake May, quarterback out of North Carolina. Cardinals at four, I do not have them trading back. I have them taking Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver out of Ohio State. Here's the first trade. Vikings get pick five. The Chargers get pick 11, pick 23, and a 2025 third. Could be a second. And the Vikings take J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. I'm not so much concerned about what you have to trade to get up. Just the trades will happen. What trades I think will happen. Giants at six take Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU. Titans at seven take Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. The Falcons at eight take Dallas Turner, the edge out of Alabama. Second trade here. Saints get pick nine and a 2025 third. The Bears get pick 14 and pick 45. The Saints trade up to take Romo Dunze, wide receiver out of Washington. Jets at 10. I skipped out on the tackle. I'm going Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. I think it's the right pick to make. Chargers, via the trade back, take Talese Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. I know Harbaugh loves those gritty offensive linemen, and he's a good run blocker. That's why Harbaugh takes him here at 11. Next trade. It's trades galore. The Packers will get pick 12. The Broncos will move back to 25, and they will get pick 41 and a 2025 third. So a lot of draft capital to get there for the Broncos, who I think are very interested in moving back. The Packers trade up to take Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle out of Penn State. Eagles trade up to pick 13. The Raiders get pick 22, pick 50, and a 2025 fourth. The Eagles take Quinion Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. Bears, via the trade back with the Saints, take Jared Versay, edge out of Florida State. Colts take Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. Seahawks take Byron Murphy, the interior D lineman out of Texas. In another trade, the Cowboys get pick 17 and a 2025 fourth. The Jaguars get pick 24, a 2024 fourth, and a 2025 third. The Cowboys then take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama, predicting the Cowboys will finally go all in and move up for a tackle like Latham. Bengals at 18, so it's announced trade here. The Bengals will get pick 33 in exchange for T. Higgins, who will go to the Panthers. That is a mock trade I have. T. Higgins obviously demanded the trade today. I think they will move him, and that results in them taking Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU. Rams at 19 take Latu Latu, the edge out of UCLA. The Steelers take Troy Fatanu, offensive lineman out of Washington. Dolphins take Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. Raiders, via the trade back, take Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington, at 22. Chargers, via the picks they got from the Vikings, take Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. Jaguars, via the trade down with the Cowboys, take Cooper DeJean, defensive back out of Iowa. Broncos, via the trade back, take Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. Buccaneers take Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson. 27, the Cardinals take Chop Robinson, edge out of Penn State. The Bills at 28 take Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. Lions at 29 take Jerzon Newton, interior D lineman out of Illinois. Ravens at 30 take Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia. 49ers at 31 take Graham Barton, interior offensive lineman out of Duke. And in the first round, the defending world champions, Kansas City Chiefs, take Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. Not what I would do. I would take Franklin or Coleman. But I think the Chiefs would look at a guy like McConkey, really good route runner, quick, chain mover to help Kelsey in that position as well to move the chains. And I think he's very good. I think Franklin and Coleman are better, but I think he fits the Chiefs as well, so I can understand why people think, you know, he will be going there at the end of the first round. All right, second round. So the Bengals, via the Panthers trade, take Darius Robinson, D lineman out of Mizzou. Patriots at 34 pair Troy Franklin, the wide receiver of Oregon, with their new quarterback, Drake May. Cardinals at 35 take Ennis Rackshaw Jr., cornerback out of Mizzou. Redskins at 36 take Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle out of OU. And at 37, man, I didn't want to do this, but I seriously think I'm going to predict that this will happen. The Chargers at 37 take Blake Corum, running back out of Michigan. Titans at 38 take Edrin Cooper, interior linebacker out of A&M. Panthers at 39 take Chris Broswell, edge out of Alabama. Redskins at 40 then take Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback Alabama. Broncos at 41 via the Packers trade take Brandon Fisk, the D lineman out of Florida State. The Texans at 42 take Junior Colson, interior linebacker out of Michigan. Falcons at 43 take Tyler Newbin, safety out of Minnesota. Raiders at 44 take Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle out of Arizona. 45, the Bears via the Saints trade take Zach Frazier, the center out of West Virginia. Colts at 46 take Keon Coleman, wide receiver, Florida State. Giants at 47 take Christian Haynes, the offensive guard out of UConn. The Jaguars at 48 take Devontae Walker, wide receiver out of North Carolina. Bengals at 49 take Jonathan Brooks, running back out of Texas. Raiders at 50 via the Eagles trade take Mike Sainsrill, cornerback out of Michigan. Steelers at 51 take Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina. Rams at 52 take Michael Hall Jr., interior D-lineman out of Ohio State. So they double down on D-line. They get Latu and then Michael Hall. Eagles at 53 obviously traded up, take their corner, but they're going to take edge out of Washington, Braylon Trice here. Browns at 54 take Tavondre Sweat, interior D-lineman out of Texas. Dolphins at 55 take Chris Jenkins, interior defense lineman out of Michigan. And here for the Cowboys, a guy that's really rising up boards. They take at 56 Ricky Pearsall, wide receiver out of Florida. Buccaneers at 57 take Adisa Ezok, edge out of Penn State. Packers at 58 take Peyton Wilson, interior linebacker out of North Carolina State. Texans at 59 take Rook Orokoro, interior D lineman out of Clemson. Bills at 60 take Cameron Kitchens, the safety out of Miami. Lions at 61 take Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. The Ravens at 62 take Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. The Niners at 63 take Austin Booker, edge out of Kansas. And to end the draft, the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs will take TJ Tompa, cornerback out of Iowa State, to end the second round. So there it is. That is my final mock draft. 25 of them we've gone through on this process. Here, let's go back and look. I can see when we started doing this, NFL mock drafts. It's been months. First one was 9/10/2023. September is when we started this. 7 months we've gone. 6-7 months we've gone of mock drafts. And we're finally here tomorrow. Or today, I guess, for you guys. I'm doing this late Wednesday, but for you guys, that'll be it'll be out. Thursday morning here, the day of the draft, which obviously I can't wait. I love draft season. Again, I want to say I appreciate everyone for all their support and following the podcast. Like we said, we've been through now 6-7 months of draft. It's been incredible. I've loved every second of it. And I cannot wait for the draft tomorrow. Follow me on X/Twitter at UneditedPod tomorrow. Get my reactions to the draft. You know, crazy things happen on draft night. So yeah, make sure you follow me on there, and I'll be on Twitter from start to finish of the first round and second, third round, obviously, as well. But yeah, I want to thank you all again for the support. Love you all, and we'll see you on KB and the Boys, which should be out Saturday morning. But again, thank you all for listening. Love you all. Peace.